The hustle and bustle of downtown Visalia, a place alive with activity. Local residents point to it with pride. City Manager Steve Solomon says it has a lot to do with the community's vision for its city.
The City Council in the city for decades and decades has been able to have a long-term view of what they thought this city should be and done things that were not necessarily going to have an immediate result for them, but would have a long-term result.
Solomon says the long-term planning not only included smart growth, but provisions for a strong police and fire department.
They were concerned about the gang problem. It wasn't, you know, a crisis, but they were concerned about it. They wanted to make sure we had good police response times. They wanted the city to be safe. They wanted the fire department to have good equipment, good response times, be located strategically throughout the city. And so that was their long-term goal.
The concern, how to make sure the city had the necessary funding to support public safety. Visalia, like other cities, have suffered through the state's continual budget crisis. Money meant for local governments was being diverted to state coffers. City officials estimate that over a 10-year period, California took more than $17 million from Visalia in property tax and other revenues.
They knew that there was a limit to how many police officers they could hire. Every year they would struggle with that.
So more than 10 years ago, city leaders, including the city council, looked at the possibility of a public safety tax. Back then, it would take more than putting an initiative on the ballot.
Nobody in the state had ever tried to do this for an ongoing operating revenue source.
Visalia had to get the approval of the state legislature to put a local tax initiative on the ballot. Legislators would only approve a quarter of a cent increase to the sales tax, and it needed a two-thirds vote to pass. After what was a very long process, Measure T made it to the ballot, and voters approved it in 2004.
I think it speaks highly to the Visalia community, and that we're willing to invest in our community and keep the tax dollars here locally. I think you saw that with the Measure T.
Danny Riston, battalion chief with the Visalia Fire Department, has been with the city for 21 years.
The guy in 55 responding to the search request.
He says police and fire settled the question of how the money would be divided early on.
That could have been a situation where police and fire really could have made it a difficult decision. But we worked cooperatively together. We looked back over sort of historically how our departments are funded, and we decided very early on that the police would get 60% and fire would get 40% of the Measure T monies. And we built our plans accordingly, and I don't think that we've ever looked back.
How Measure T funds would be spent was laid out in detail. For police, the department would hire an additional 28 officers over a 10-year period, open two new precinct offices, improve 911 emergency operations, and upgrade the dispatch center.
Currently, the city has the largest number of officers on the street it's ever seen its history. We have 60 full-time officers that are assigned to our policing districts.
Visalia Police Chief Colleen Mesta says having more patrols on the street allows her to free up other officers who can provide specialized services like a gang unit and prevention programs.
It was great that Visalia was the first city to achieve this sales tax override, and it allows for better management to be able to go after your specific problems.
Mesta says the department has improved its response times. And those on patrol, like Lieutenant Stephen Phillips, say they've seen other improvements.
Well, actually, over the last few years, crime has consistently been reduced. We've had some major inroads where our homicide rate is significantly down over the last few years.
Measure T has meant big changes for the city's fire department as well. Chief Riston says the funds not only made it possible to hire 15 additional firefighters, but improve service.
We have one unit set up at King of Emmatic, shutting it down.
We've bought two fire apparatus and part of a third fire apparatus with some of the Measure T money. We've built a state-of-the-art fire station and training facility in northwest Visalia that's allowed us to not only improve our response time into that part of the community, but also allowed us to really have one of the best training centers in Central California.
City officials say the public safety tax has resulted in better planning. The quarter cent sales tax has remained at that level for 8 years and generates about $5 million a year, money Visalia can depend on.
It's really helped us to, like I said, to be able to maintain and to grow because we knew that the money was coming.
Despite revenue from the safety tax, Visalia, like other cities, has seen its finances tested during the economic downturn. Over the past 4 years, revenue from sales and property taxes declined sharply, forcing Visalia to make painful budget cuts. City officials are optimistic, though. They believe they've seen the worst. Visalia was able to balance its budget this year.
We've got challenges just like everybody else, but the council's been willing to make some very tough decisions that, frankly, I think other cities maybe haven't made.
Measure T funds were not immune to the city's budget woes. Police and fire weren't able to add at least three positions. But Solomon says Visalia still has more officers than it would have had without the safety tax.
In the case of Visalia, obviously Measure T has helped us deal with the recession.
The added revenue makes a difference. The cost of police and fire can gobble up more than half of a city's general fund, leaving little money for other services citizens have come to expect. Fresno City Councilman Oliver Bain says it's a juggling act Fresno has dealt with for years.
The issue, in my opinion, really isn't just simply how much we pay employees or don't pay employees. What we have to be honest about is that the way our revenue stream works here in the city of Fresno, with the general fund, we don't bring in enough revenue to provide all of the services that people are accustomed to in the fifth largest city in the state in the 21st century in California.
Baines is one city council member who believes it is time for Fresno to consider a public safety tax. He argues that since the city always places public safety as a top priority, the city needs to find a better way to pay for police and fire, services that now take up about 80% of Fresno's general fund.
A lot of cities and legislators are being honest with the public and saying the key priorities that we have as a city always revolve around public safety. And what they're asking is to say, hey, in the city of Fresno is no different. 80% of our general fund is obligated toward public safety. None of us has a problem with that, but it's difficult to pay for that and do other services as well. So what a lot of cities are turning to is a public safety tax.
Fresno City Manager Mark Scott says a public safety tax is worth consideration, but adds the city would need to convince voters that the tax is going to pay for increased services and not increased salaries.
And we need to be able to demonstrate that if we're doing that, we're doing that to provide the service levels that we used to have. We take burglary reports by phone now. I mean, I'm horrified that that's all that we can afford to do. So we wanted to get back to the levels of service we used to have.
Scott also says a lot of work still needs to be done with the unions representing city employees, specifically the Police Officers Association, whose agreement with the city can't be touched until 2015.
We need to satisfy the public that we're not going to ask for a public safety tax just to be able to pay people at levels that the San Joaquin Valley can't afford to pay. We've got to be able to show that. Otherwise, people will think they're being taxed for compensation as opposed to service. So if we can do that, if we can demonstrate that, then I think you've got something to talk about.
Unfortunately for the city manager, talk of a public safety tax will do little to help Fresno's current budget crisis, which has the city running out of cash by June and employees facing another round of layoffs. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Juanita Stevenson.